Welcome to Mammon Audio. An anonymous contributor writes, as a parent bringing up a family in the 1970s, corporal punishment played a natural part in enforcing family discipline. Our three girls weren't any less well-behaved than any others, but children naturally slip up along the way and need correcting. Although their mother gave them a few informal smackings when they were very little, as soon as the girls reached school age, we decided that it was most appropriate for their father to take responsibility for disciplining them. So if they misbehaved while I was out at work, my wife would simply send the girl in question to her room to wait for my return. We both believed that this waiting time between misbehavior and punishment was an important element of the discipline. It did the girls good to sit to somewhat uncomfortably, given they knew what was coming, and think about what they had done wrong. My choice for corporal punishment was the cane, and as I say, we used this from 5 years up. All the girls were quite regularly caned into their mid-teens. There were a few reasons why I chose to cane. Firstly, the children were sent to private girls' schools, both of which had the cane as their ultimate sanction, so I felt it appropriate to mirror that punishment at home, albeit more strictly enforced. Secondly, I think the cane has a certain dignity about it. It's a more grown-up punishment than just being hauled across daddy's knee and having your bottom smacked. Finally, I knew from my experience of it growing up just how much the cane hurt. Only a few strokes would leave the child with a very sore bottom indeed, and never failed to produce genuine tears of regret. If one of the girls had been sent upstairs to wait for me, my wife would normally call me at the office and tell me what they had done so I could prepare myself mentally during my drive home. Upon arriving back, I would make the girl in question sweat a little bit longer by having a quick wash, changing into my slippers, and enjoying a quiet coffee and cigarette. Then I would go into my study, where the cane was kept, and tell my wife to bring the child, or children, to be punished down to me. It was all deliberately very formal. I sincerely believe that ritual plays a big part in the impact of corporal punishment upon a child's mind, beyond the obvious immediate and short-term pain in their buttocks. My wife would usually make our daughters use the toilet first so they didn't wet themselves while being punished, so there was usually a short wait until mother and child appeared at the study door. My wife would then leave, shutting the door behind her, leaving the girl in question to discuss their recent behavior with their father. Again, I was always careful never to rush this part. I'm sure there was nothing in the world the girls wanted at this point than to bend over and take their medicine, but I wanted to be sure about what they had done, why they had done it, and above all that they understood what they had done was naughty and unacceptable. Only when I was sure we were both clear as to the above points did I go to a cupboard in the corner and bring out the cane. In fact, I had two, one spare. A friend of mine who was a teacher managed to obtain them for me from his school's educational supplier. The canes were identical junior models, very flexible, and about 3 feet long with the traditional curved handle. There was a small upright chair in one corner of my study, and this was brought out for the girl to bend over. Before she did so, however, she was instructed to either raise her skirt or take down her trousers, followed by her underpants. Bearing their bottoms not only added to the ritual and drama of the occasion, but in my view it is much safer as you can see where the strokes are landing and how hard. When the girls were aged 5 to 8, the normal punishment was 4 strokes or 6 of the best if they had been particularly naughty. From 8 years upward, 6 of the best became the standard punishment and 9 for particularly bad behavior. The most I ever administered was a round dozen, when our middle daughter stole some sweets from a shop, and my wife and I both felt that a salutary lesson was needed. She never stole again, so it did the trick. Frequency of use was around one caning every 10 days or so for one of the children or another. We were strict, and obedience and good manners were expected, and enforced with sore bottoms when necessary. I think we did a pretty good job of raising 3 wonderful young women who all now have families of their own, and although caning is now looked upon with askance, all 3 of them have no problem about smacking bottoms when needed.